BBC News with Marion Marshall. The chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court has announced that she won't take action over a raid 4 years ago by Israeli commandos on a ship heading for Gaza that left 9 people dead. Fatou Bensouda said she'd reached the decision even though there were reasonable grounds to believe that war crimes were committed on board the Mavi Marmara.
After carefully assessing all relevant considerations, I concluded that the potential case or cases likely arising from an investigation into this incident would not be of sufficient gravity to justify further action by the court. Without in any way minimizing the impact of the alleged crimes on the victims and their families, I have to follow the guidance of the Rome Statute that the International Criminal Court shall prioritize war crimes committed on a large scale or pursuant to a plan or policy.
Riot police in the Belgian capital Brussels have used tear gas and water cannon against anti-austerity protesters who set fire to cars and hurled stones and flares. The violence erupted at the end of a march by tens of thousands of demonstrators. They carried banners opposing policies to extend the pension age, freeze salaries and cut public services. Jan Verkamst is the chairman of the Liberal Trade Union.
We are here today with more than 120,000 people who protest against the policy of the government, a policy of spending cuts for which only the employees and the socially insured are paying. The people with more capital will not be affected by the cuts.
Official documents disclosed by the British Security Intelligence Services, MI5 and GCHQ, reveal that policy guidance allows them to access legally privileged confidential communications between lawyers and their clients. Corey Kreider from the human rights charity Reprieve says talking to a lawyer in private is an essential part of a fair trial.
The right to communicate in confidence with your lawyer is not some newfangled right. It's actually over 400 years old. And in the common law of the UK, it's supposed to be an absolute right. But what these policy documents show is that the security services haven't been treating it that way. That they basically say they have the right to eavesdrop on private calls between clients and lawyers, and that in certain circumstances they feel they have the right to use that material and that maybe even their lawyers will see that material.
The U.S. military says it's carried out airstrikes against the al-Qaeda-linked Khorasan group in northwestern Syria. The U.S. says the strikes hit 5 targets, including several vehicles and buildings near the border with Turkey. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said several militants and 2 children were killed in the attack. It's the second time U.S. strikes have targeted Khorasan, whom it accuses of planning attacks on the U.S. and Europe. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. Interpol has warned that would-be jihadist fighters are travelling on cruise ships to try to reach Syria and Iraq. Interpol says alternative travel routes are being attempted because of increased monitoring of airports. Naomi Grimley has more.
For months, Turkey has been seen as the favoured route for militant radicals because a flight to Istanbul, for example, wouldn't necessarily arouse suspicion. But a crackdown at Turkish airports seems to have encouraged some to change their tactics. The outgoing chief of Interpol, Ronald Noble, suggests cruise ships are now being used instead. Regular stops at ports in the Middle East are thought to mean jihadists can hop off undetected and then make their onward journey to Syria instead of rejoining their crews.
Residents of a town in northeastern Nigeria say 18 men have been killed hours after being arrested by the military. The men, in the town of Potiskum, were accused of being members of Boko Haram. Will Ross reports.
After visiting the morgue, 2 residents of Potiskum town told the BBC that they had identified 18 bodies which all had gunshot and knife wounds. They said they were the same men arrested on Wednesday by the Nigerian military during a cordon and search operation. Potiskum has been the scene of many attacks by the jihadist group Boko Haram, including a suicide bombing on Monday. An army spokesman denied that the men were killed whilst in military detention. The Nigerian army has frequently been accused of committing gross human rights violations during the war against Boko Haram.
The French president, François Hollande, who's been interviewed on national television by journalists and members of the public, has indicated that he will not seek a second mandate in 2017 if he fails to deliver on his promise to curb unemployment. The rare 90-minute TV appearance is being seen as an attempt to revive his image and relaunch the second half of his 5-year term. BBC News.